This is Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Acupuncture, it's the insertion of small needles into specific points in the body to create change in the system and facilitate health. There's an Austin neighborhood, its own kind of system, if you will, that's been undergoing lots of change. For the past few months, KUT's On My Block series has been bringing you the stories of people in the neighborhood around 12th and Chacon Streets in East Austin. There are already lots of restaurants, bars, and clubs around there. Today, we're going to hear from two people trying to make a go of a different kind of business in the neighborhood.
Well, we have a funny little cinder block building that is kind of our baby. It used to be a barbecue joint. It has many, you know, histories.
It's kind of an atypical healthcare office because it's this old cinder block building, and so I kind of feel like I have to apologize for it. And then I've had so many clients say, no, I really like this. It reminds me of old Austin. I'm Vivian Linden, and I'm a practitioner and co-owner at Rosewood Acupuncture and Ayurveda.
I'm Kathy Duffy. I am Vivian's partner here at Rosewood Acupuncture and Ayurveda.
Now we're heading inside the building. We're passing underneath the sign that a local artist made for us using our friend Agatha June's design. Now we're in our front room, which we use as our waiting room and also as our herbal dispensary.
We went to school together. We were school wives. We did our business plan together in school. To me, this is what we envisioned in a lot of ways. We thought about this months in advance, and then when we found this building, it just felt like the manifestation of that.
I'd never signed a commercial lease before, and so I felt a lot of anxiety over that. And so that was like, well, I guess we can't really turn back. We have to make this happen. The biggest driving factor was having had that plan, a vision to deliver our mission, which was to provide affordable health care to everybody in the area.
Well, we both live on the east side, and so that was a really important thing for us to be in our own neighborhood. So we have a lease now that we can afford. We're not making a bunch of money. I mean, I'm working in another job to be doing this. I do massage at the airport, and we're doing acupuncture at the airport now too. Probably our lease will become unaffordable as the neighborhood becomes more expensive. And our landlord, you know, might sell this space. I think that's something he plans to do at some point. He wants a whole bunch of money for it because I think he's just kind of like, I've been here since the 80s. I'm getting the money for this if people are making money off of it, which I think is awesome. That's what's happening in this neighborhood, right? Is gentrification. But nobody wants to be a part. I don't want to be a part of gentrification because I personally, I mean, I feel among the people who will be removed from here. I can't afford to continue to live here.
We're definitely concerned as far as just watching the changes happening in this neighborhood, not just this 12th and Chacon, but the neighborhood as a whole, is the rent prices and really being concerned about being able to continue to provide affordable integrative medicine to everybody who needs it when we're kind of looking down the barrel at our own rent going up at our next lease cycle. So that's definitely a big challenge about being in this neighborhood. As new business owners, we've had to discover like, oh, we have our obligations, like we have to pay our rent. And so just kind of working with the tension between the obligations to make it so that our business can be healthy and thrive, which will eventually involve us having to be able to pay ourselves for the work that we're doing so that we don't have to have second jobs, and still being able to provide affordable treatments to people.
When we first opened, some of our evenings, or most of our evenings, were reserved for community-style acupuncture so that we could be treating people, you know, for like $20 or whatever in a group setting. And that didn't really take off. I think that's been one of our challenges is, you know, you get out of school and you're very idealistic and you're like, I want to help people. And then it's kind of like, where are these people I want to help?
Because we're a healthcare practice floating in the middle of this more of an entertainment district, we kind of float
alone.
Yeah. Before we opened the business, our intention was to be, and still is, to be available and affordable to everybody in the community, longtime residents, new residents. But what we've found is that the people who use our services are newer residents, you know, younger people. Mainly that's because acupuncture is something that they're comfortable with, but we are and want to be available to everybody in the community.
That's Vivian Linden and Kathy Duffy, co-owners of Rosewood Acupuncture and Ayurveda near the intersection of 12th and Chacon Streets in East Austin. You can find more in our On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon series at onmyblockatx.org.